This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
More intel right now. If they're going operational, it looks like they've green-lighted the whole thing. In the past, they used Islamic backup groups in case they need to set them up. They'll usually use German intelligence police assigned to the military whose specialty is setting up right-wing groups in Germany to stage things like Oklahoma City. And when the deputy attorney general, then attorney general, now former attorney general, Eric Holder, quarterback the Oklahoma City bombing, that all even came out in federal court documents, and the names of the people involved, they used German intelligence and other connected groups. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a maximum red alert, absolute maximum red alert. Mike Adams is joining me. They're hitting our borders. They're hitting our sovereignty. They're hitting our stock market. Canada's working with the Chinese government to put anti-submarine sensors to track our submarine base. The whole world's ganged up on us. This is World War IV. It's sixth-generational warfare, 21st century. Now, we've got so many clips the crew's found. They've just outdone themselves of me the last few months with Mike Adams predicting what's about to happen, that we're just swimming in these. But here's one from August 15th. Here it is. Gentlemen, this is undoubtedly the most important broadcast I've ever done in my life. The mainstream corporate media is in every major paper in the country, every so-called news channel, saying that President Trump wants violence against the media, that I want violence, that I'm calling for assault weapon attacks on the media, and that they don't even show where I said it. This is grave. It means we could be hours, days, weeks away going into this election in, 82 days from now, to stage a huge event, just like evidence shows Bill Clinton and the deep state did in 95, when they were way behind the polls, to blame the Midwest and the American people for Oklahoma City, to then get a sympathy vote for the Democrats and Bill Clinton. They are saying that imminent attacks are going to happen and the blood will be on President Trump's hands. They are now saying imminent attacks are coming and that it's going to be my fault. How obvious. The very same deep state with the Clintons in control of it has done this before and was able to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat in 1995. Bill Clinton told USA Today on Air Force One, pull it up. He said, I was able to win re-election and cover behind because of Oklahoma City. Now they're saying that I'm promoting a new Oklahoma City. Let me show you some of these incredible articles, if you're a TV viewer. Look at this. CNN yesterday. Alex Jones complicit in domestic terror. Alex Jones is a domestic terrorist. No proof, no links, no nothing. Articles saying that I'm calling for assault weapon attacks. Nowhere is there a video. All they show is quotes around single or two words connected together. When Antifa said they were coming to attack members of Congress and their families, I said, you better get your battle rifles ready. They then show a quote and say, Antifa, mainstream media, Chi-Com operatives.
And we're going to play more of this later. The predictions get even more hardcore. But notice, first they say I'm a terrorist in CNN. Then they say I'm a terrorist in Wired Magazine. And now, mailed explosives and act of terror, NYC mayor. It's hit all these leftists, supposedly. Who knows if any of it's even true? These are all in blue areas. Where the police in New York, in Maryland, and other areas, I'm not saying they're all bad, have been caught working with Antifa to stage violent events to try to cause black riots. We got those documents in January of this year. Headline, documents show martial law plan that Obama had for Maryland. Documents show Obama administration planning martial law in Maryland. And it's all there, how key units of the police are Democratic operatives. And they're the types that will turn a blind eye when that truck bomb vaporizes a federal building or vaporizes a major news outlet. But I'll tell you this right now. Don't think they won't have pawn sacrifice and kill some of their own anchors and own operatives. Even if you're somebody like Wolf Blitzer, the globalist, will probably take out some of their own people to make it look real. Stay with us. Emergency, emergency. The Republic is under attack from without and within. Decide which side you're on.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most focused, the most concerned, the most crystal clear I've ever been in 23 and a half years on air. This is America and the entire free world and the Western world under mega corporation attack, allied with communist China and the unelected EU. Right now, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, brainwashed and prepared in leftist camps, are burning American flags and waving Mexican flags and have gotten on giant 18-wheeler flatbacks to launch towards the border, you guessed it, arriving days before the election. And they are now being joined by other caravans of thousands and thousands. As I told you on Friday, it's not 200 that came across, it was 50,000. Now they say it was 14,000 yesterday, 20,000 today. No, it's 200,000 from the intel I've got, and I'll just leave it at that. The Mexican president said in July he was fomenting this with the UN and with the deep state and with Obama. He said it would bring down Trump. Paul Watson wrote about it. That's why they want us off air, because we read what they say. They have to give orders. They'll lie in the mainstream media for the pop audience. But in their own corporate directives, they say in the CFR, 20th century Chinese communist century, we're shutting America down by design. We're demoralizing the military. We're going to put, trannies in the military to destroy morale. It's a plan. They execute trannies in China. I say be nice to them. Just the point is that it's being done to shut the country down. We're under 21st century attack. You don't have nuclear wars now, folks. You have big mega corporations allied with nations infiltrating our open society doing this. And if our president says we're a nation of laws and we have a heritage binding us together in the great history of America, we love to work with other nations, but we're not going to have 280% tariffs on us by China or by Canada. We're going to do what's good for us and have fair deals. We're going to stand up for ourselves. And they called that Nazi. And he said he's Hitler-like on every channel. The talking points go out, and they happen. That's why Mike Adams and I knew this. Mike Adams is a best-selling author, has hundreds of top websites, bigger operation than I do, but he's been smart but under the radar. And now, obviously, he's not. They're trying to shut him down. And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that when and he's an engineer as well, that when we see them come out on every channel for 6 months and say, Alex Jones is calling for killing the media. Alex Jones wants to bomb the media. Donald Trump wants to kill reporters. And every channel says Donald Trump and Alex Jones are going to get us killed when we're saying the opposite. And they're the ones calling for violence everywhere. That they have a history. They stand to gain. They have the motive. And they were clearly involved in Oklahoma City, the very same players. Obama sat at the knee of the Weather Underground. But instead of bombing things and you get the blame, bomb and blame somebody else, you see. So we're dealing literally with the equivalent of the Weather Underground here in power, trying to stop Trump from getting the government back. So I said at the start of the show an hour and 10 minutes ago, look for all the Democrats to get bombs. Funny, none of them are blowing up. Nobody's getting hurt. They'll blow up a mail handler or something at the end of this in a few days just to give it a little blood and make it look real. But notice, you know, they're mailing all these. It's incredibly obvious. It's a false flag. A 1,000,000,000%. There's no debating it in my view. And I have that right to say it. And they have this idea that Alex Jones shouldn't question things. So now we have New York Times op-ed. George Soros' son blames Trump and demonization of opponents for bomb packages. I said an hour ago, wait for it. They'll build. And now they have Democrat New York City communist mayor saying the explosives are an act of terror. And now George Soros' son, Alexander Soros, the guy that helps overthrow Ukraine, the Arab Spring, all this crap, who has the left, who funds Antifa. This guy funds Antifa. He's over the foundation, whose name is on the papers, January of this year. Documents show Maryland, Obama planning to launch civil unrest to trigger martial law in Maryland. And whose name is on the papers? Guys, pull that up, please. Alexander Soros. Who do you think's funding me to be sued? Who do you think got us deplatformed ahead of all this? Look at the psychotic look in his eye in every photo. He looks like a complete psychotic. There it is. Documents still planned for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. And they're losing in Europe and in Brazil and everywhere, and they're scared. So, what did Bill Clinton say on Air Force One month after being elected in 1996? He said, I owe my reelection when I was 15 points behind the Oklahoma City bombing. It gave us a lot of sympathy and galvanized people around us. So whereas I was sad to see it happen, I tell you, I owe my reelection to it. And who did he blame? Talk radio and Rush Limbaugh. So joining us for the balance of the hour is Mike Adams. We'll play his predictions, his articles, his breakdown. Mike, this is so incredibly obvious. And now when they catch the patsy or the group, magically, he's going to have InfoWars paraphernalia exactly as you predicted in dozens of reports. How unbelievably obvious is this? And that's why they pre-programmed before they deplatformed me that I was calling for violent mass shootings and bombings all over the news with no proof so that people remember that when I get blamed. I think it's completely clear now, Mike.
With the Democrat playbook, this is exactly what the globalists do. First, they demonize you, Alex, and then they censor you. They do a massive censorship purge, including purging on Twitter all the channels that would retweet your articles and your videos. And that way they take away your right to defend yourself, your right to say that you're against violence. But then they set the narrative, and then they roll out the actual kinetic phase of the event. And that's what we're beginning to see now. These are test case pipe bombs. They're probably not active bombs yet, but that's where they're going. This is a test phase. But there's something, you know, in addition, Alex, the fact that you and I, on multiple occasions, I mean dozens of times, publicly predicted exactly this rolling out. I mean exactly. We said, I remember being in your studio saying they would likely target CNN with bombs. Remember that? Or they would target Facebook. I remember we were talking about, would it be social media that they would target first, or would it be CNN that the false flag would target? And we thought, you know, it's probably going to be CNN because that's what Trump, you know, Trump says CNN sucks, or the people at his rallies do. And so the media will now weave a narrative that says, well, Trump whipped this up and Alex Jones whipped this up. And then they will use that to blame you. And I remember we specifically on air talked about how they would set up the mechanisms to blame you, Alex, where they would find a patsy, they would have their browser history, their Google search history, it would be InfoWars, it would be Alex Jones videos in the history, whatever they need to create, it would all be set up. That person is out there right now. They have a patsy already, ready to go, ready to blame. So as this goes into the full kinetic phase, they're going to roll out that patsy and they're going to link it to InfoWars. There's no question about it. It's a playbook. And it also, Alex, it shows the desperation. There's actually, the message here is that the Democrats now believe they will lose the midterms because this act of desperation shows that they think they need it to get them over the edge. They don't believe they will control the House of Representatives after this election. So what the American people need to do is reject this false flag attack, show, reveal it to be a false flag. And I'm already seeing user comments on articles at Zero Hedge and Mediaite and many other places. Just everyday users are saying, oh, this is a Democrat false flag. It's so obvious. They get it. We warned about it. Everybody knows it. So just spread that information. Let's expose the truth about this. And let's save America from this multi-layered invasion that's happening.
And I want to just thank you for your clarity. You've been crystal clear on everything, Mike. And thank God you're there. It makes me sleep better at night because I'm telling you, I've got courage to fight these people because I know how bad they are. But, man, when you actually get singled out to be destroyed, you get guilty. You think, God, what about my children? But then I realize they have no future anyways if we don't beat these people. And I cannot impress on the listeners of radio and TV out there and on the Internet. You've got to get Mike Adams' articles at falseflagnews.com. We'll give the URL.
Falseflag.news.
You know, falseflag.news. You've got to get the articles out from Infowars.com that are going up. And you've got to get the live feed out and say, listen, they're getting ready to frame everybody for this. They censored Alex ahead of hand. This is what you got to see. And share this link. Pay it forward. Infowars.com/show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My
hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jones here with Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, back live broadcasting worldwide. Next hour, we have a 6-minute video compilation that's got the latest clips in it of the Democrats demonizing Trump for being a nationalist and saying it's racist and Hitler. We have another compilation of them calling for violence against President Trump. We're going to air in the next hour. And violence against conservatives and Alex Soros funding violent Antifa. You see the full page ads, the New York Times, that's the group he funds publicly. And now he says the conservatives tried to bomb him and it's Trump's fault. Boy, almost like he knows that they're going to find a patsy. Isn't that magical? Now, this is from the same show where Mike Adams on August 16th asked me, are you a terrorist? Do you want to be violent? We're going to play that next segment. We're going to go back to Mike right now. But here's a clip on August 16th where I lay it all out, and this is where we are now. Again, they think you're so stupid, they pre-program the narrative so that people accept it when it happens. Here it is. Because they've got armies of people battle testing how to censor right now when they blow up their own news organizations. The newspapers are already bankrupt. It's all sinking. The corporate media is dead. The Democrats are dead. All they can do, like a bar that's out of business in Goodfellas and been bankrupted, is burn it down for the insurance money. The Democrats and the globalists are getting ready to burn down a tech company. They're getting ready to burn down the stock market. They said they will. They're already trying to crash the economy, Bill Maher. They're getting ready to physically shoot up some of their facilities after saying I'm calling for it with no proof, as to be the wall of indignation and anger to steal the election in November and then have the cover story for it. And there's hours of these. I mean, Mike Adams did an hour and a half emergency report showing all the proof. Histories of false flags. Democrats caught doing it. Mike, I cannot express on listeners, 13 days out, radio stations, however you're listening, everyone must hit their whole email list with Infowars.com/show. They must go to Infowars.com. They must get the archive of this live show once it's posted in a few hours and send it to everyone. Help stop the deep state false flag that's meant to throw the election. We know it. It's so obvious when you know the history, you know who the players are, you see the pre-programming, and now it's happening as an exact script. And I agree with you, though. This is extreme desperation. Mike, you're a smart cookie. What do you think, and what do the former intelligence folks that I know you work closely with, what are they thinking right now? What are they saying?
My greatest concern right now, this caravan that's headed for the U.S. border, I've wondered from day one, what's the point of this caravan? Are the Democrats so stupid that they think that having hordes of people at the gates, you know, at the border of America would somehow help them win elections? Because I think the American people reject that. The American people want a protective border. So it occurred to me this morning that their plan may be, and again, I pray for these people. I pray for their safety. I don't want to see any kind of violence happen against
Well, you texted me 2 days ago and you said you're going to pull a false flag on the caravan and kill a bunch of them and blame us.
That's exactly right. It was just reinforced this morning. But I think that if they bomb, if the globalists, the same people who are sending the bombs to CNN, if they bomb the caravan, or if they shoot up the caravan, then and they have CNN cameras there, just like they had a CNN camera in that elevator with Jeff Flake, they will have the cameras there. They'll have the blood. Remember, every false flag that, to sway the political future
Blasey
of America.
Ford was a false flag.
They need blood on camera. I mean, let's be honest. That's what they look for. That's what they plan. And this is how they could pull it off. And it saddens me so much to even have to bring up that this could be a possibility. You know, Alex, I mean, the whole reason why you and I warn people, it's not to get people afraid, but rather to prevent these kinds of attacks.
We do want to get them afraid of letting the globalists pull this off. That's what the big fear is, letting them win. Not trying to scare you with this. Ladies and gentlemen, they funded the Arab Spring. They funded everything. These globalists are cold-blooded. They've been losing at every level, and they're desperate. And how obvious does it have to get when it's coming out that Soros is funding the caravan? It's in the news. It's coming out, he's funding, and then now he gets mailed a bomb, and his son is blaming Trump.
They could be directing this caravan into a kill zone. And the kill zone could be them being shot from helicopters in a nighttime helicopter raid that can't get nobody has any video footage, so they just blame it on America. Or it could be a globalist that plant a bomb inside the caravan. Who knows what it could be? But I think they're paying these people and leading them into a trap so they can steal the midterm elections. They don't care how many people they kill. This is the sad thing. These globalists, they so desperately seek power, they will commit violence, they will commit terrorism. They will blame innocent people. They will murder innocent people. We've seen this throughout American history, how desperate they are for power. They'll do anything. And so we must spread the alarm, because the bigger pushback that we have, the more people stand up and say, we know this is a false flag, then the greater the safety of all those people will be, because maybe the globalists will back off if they think it won't work. So our voices right now can help save lives against these false flag terrorists. Think about that.
No, I agree. And in fact, when I update and take videos from this live feed and post them to InfoWars.com, I'm going to put that clip of what you just said up front. We can stop it. But look, when the show started this morning, about 10 minutes in, I said, the Clintons, Soros, it goes in the hierarchy. Soros, the Clintons, then it goes to Obama. Then it goes to the former attorney general. Then it goes to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Then it goes on down. Chris Cuomo supposedly sent a bomb. And so all the little darlings who've been under attack, Cuomo saying America was never that great, America isn't great, it's not going to be great, all this anti-American crap showing they're globalists, showing they're not Americans, they hate Americans, all of the people that are on the ropes are getting the bombs in the mail so they can be right. The victims. And what does Soros' son, who now runs his empire, say? He says, your rhetoric, Trump, hurt me. Stop. Your speech is bad. You're hurting me. When he funds Antifa for that little monster.
Well, the Democrats are, of course, experts in victimhood. This is what they teach young students in college today, how to be a victim rather than how to be someone who contributes to society. How to think like a victim instead of thinking like a winner. And this is why they hate Trump so much, because Trump is a winner and his policies are winning policies. And he's helping America win again. The Democrats want to tear down America. They want to destroy the economy. They want to destroy the free market system. They want to release prisoners and shut down the prisons, destroy any border protection and just literally invade the country. You know all this. But the thing is, they are willing to bomb and murder and maim people in order to accomplish their political goals. It's the very definition of domestic terrorism. And we see it clearly. We've seen it for months. I mean, maybe more than a year, we've seen it. And I think more and more of the American people see it as well. And I think that right now, this early voting surge that we are seeing across America is being reported everywhere. The early voting surge, I think, is more of a red wave surge.
Oh, by the way, they've got major studies out that I haven't gotten to yet. We'll talk about that, saying it is massively Republican, the biggest Republican turnout in the midterm I've ever seen. And that's why the left is now hitting the panic button with this. U.S. Yes. Army vet lawyer Kurt Schlittler says mail bombs could be a leftist scam. Ben Shapiro says anyone suggesting a false flag is deranged. You know, it's always funny that I see Ben Shapiro stuff by Google, Facebook, Twitter, force-fed in everyone's feeds, everywhere. Just he's pushed. He's the anointed one, the never-Trumper. And now that Trump's being blamed by Soros' evil son, and we're all about to be blamed, mark my words, don't worry, we just have to take the blame. Ben Shapiro's a snake!
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, Mike Adams, who joins us right now live on October 11th, talking just a few weeks ago, made another one of his urgent, not predictions, but analysis. If you're driving along the mountains, you see a turn in the road, and you look off and it's blue sky going down for 10,000 feet, you know if you drive off, you're dead. So, if I sit here and I make a prediction that if I take this bottle of Claritin that somebody left sitting in here, And if I throw it, it's going to fly across the room. Or if I pick this phone up and I call my wife, she's going to answer. That's not a prediction. That's a probability. And that's a 2+2 train of thought that's logical. They have been in a complete insane asylum, chickens with their heads cut off, running around in the controlled corporate media and the universities, saying Crump and Alex Jones and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson are all Nazis, and the free press is evil, and we got to shut down DrudgeReport.com, and we got to shut Alex Jones down, and Alex Jones says bomb and use machine guns to kill the media. No video, no clips. And I'll keep repeating that. When someone runs around and points at your house and says, that house is going to burn down next Tuesday, you go, why? Well, I'm not going to tell you, but I think it is. And then your house burns down next Tuesday. When you're out of town, you go, you walk over to Bob's house, you go, hey, Bob, why'd you say that? Because right now you're the prime suspect. Or did somebody tell you that? I mean, this is not even 2+2=4. This is just looking at the number one and saying, is that number one? Or a big green light. Because they're the ones calling for violence. They're the ones saying you can't say nationalism or mother and father. They're the ones gaslighting the whole country to tell us we're bad and demoralize us and try to start race wars and tell people to just randomly kill cops. They tried to have the UN federalize the police 3 years ago. Obama put stay-behind networks in the government that are ignoring what Trump says and are doing whatever they want. They've got Phil Mudd and all of them on TV saying, kill the president. We're going to kill the president. You've got MSNBC hosts saying 25th Amendment, CNBC, CNN, ABC. Use the U.S. military to attack the White House. Rosie O'Donnell. You've got all the Democrats saying, plunge the stock market. The Chinese communists are trying. We've got treason here. And they say they hate America. And they say, if you love America, you're the bad guy. They're in our country. They work for foreign powers. They're trying to demoralize us. They're telling us we have no speech. They're censoring everybody ahead of the midterms and the giant migrant invasion force, the illegal alien UN-run force that have all been brainwashed in the camps to burn American flags and wave their foreign flags. And to have the left saying, if you stop any of them, you're horrible and you're hurting children and no ICE. No ICE, no wall, no USA at all, no ICE, no wall. And now you've got all the Hollywood people, all the news, coming out saying, how dare you even have borders? Of course, they got big walls at their houses. This is insane. Leftist brainwashed groups. Going back to Mike Adams, I want to play this clip. Next hour after he's gone, I'm going to play a bunch of his clips. We're going to take your calls. And I'm going to host the fourth hour, some with Matt Bracken. Was a perfect guest today to break this down. Former Navy SEAL, guy's been predicting the false flag. They caught this leftist a month ago with a 200-pound bomb. He admits he was going to blow up on election day to cancel the election. And what Mike Adams said earlier is key. We're going to cover it when we, not this segment, but next. So I want to build it up. New article just went up on Infowars.com. It's got links to all the major survey groups. Early voting results indicate Republican turnout crushing blue wave. Confirmed to be the biggest ever in a midterm. That's why the left gauged it and said, oh, my God, we've got to make our move. The next 13 days are the most important so far in our country's history. This is beyond Lexington and Concord at this point. This is beyond Gettysburg. This is it. We have an open enemy that hates America, that hates our families, that hates our president, that says you can't even say we're a country, that are sworn to destroy us, and that have built up that we're violent, that we're going to stage violence, and now all the Democrats are getting mailed pipe bombs, and they're already blaming Trump and America? And George Soros is the first one to get mailed it? That's a message to all of us. They think we're idiots. The only way they can win is with a false flag. It's all they've got. Here is Mike Adams predicting this 2 weeks ago.
I agree with your assessment that they are setting up you in particular to be the fall guy for whatever false flag event that they engineer and carry out. And let us not forget, by the way, that the FBI itself was exposed by the New York Times several years ago for plotting and carrying out terrorist activities where they would recruit sometimes homeless people off the street or drug addicts off the street. They would recruit them, say, here, drive this van, you know, and the FBI would have a terror plot all planned out. They would use, you know, mock explosives They wouldn't actually let it go through, but they would plan and carry out these attacks with the help of some, you know, some mark that they would find off the street, whatever. So the FBI has a lot of experience actually plotting terrorist activities domestically in the United States. Now, not everybody in the FBI is bad, of course, but the leadership was evil under James Comey.
Oh, there's major leftist stay-behind networks. And again, every protester caught taking over the Kavanaugh hearings got caught outside being paid off cash by a Soros lawyer. So exactly, they just go one level further where the New York Times goes, oh, here's where the Freedom Caucus plays baseball. They don't have any security. And then literally, they sent a Dennis Hastert acolyte out there, and CNN said he was a hero. So these people are sick.
And the point is that they can stage an event, and then they can, by silencing you in advance, you won't be able to defend yourself against the false narrative that will be rolled out as a false narrative.
Did you see the nationwide deal that Facebook force-fed to all their people after they took me off, saying Jones bullied poor Native Americans? There's these pig-like racist ladies saying whites are subhuman, we're monkeys, my parents are brother and sister, and then they edit that out and have me yelling back at them. Imagine the criminal activity of Facebook.
Right. And don't forget that the New York Times, of course, hired Sarah Jung, who has tweets out there that are racist against white people. They're destroying
whites. Whites grow up in goblin holes in the ground. They're subhuman. Right. Exterminate them. It's like, yes.
So the censorship of you, of course, is selective application of their rules that they really can't even define. Basically, it all comes down to they don't like Alex Jones and they want to cut you off. But I think it's worse than that. They blame you for what's coming. And then they want to use that to cement the silencing of conservative and pro-American voices all across the country.
Oh, I totally agree, because I'm not that important. They picked me to build me up to be destroyed because they knew we were a populist movement. And then once people don't stand up for me when it happens, then everyone loses everything.
That's right.
And we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and shut up for a couple segments and let Mike Adams give his future predictions and ideas of what we need to do and how we need to stop this. I'm going to behave myself for two more segments, and then I'm going to get to a bunch of the clips of your calls. But everyone must get the article from naturalnews.com. I can't tweet this out. Only you can tweet this out. We'll repost it at newswars.com. Emergency alert. Trump has only one path to save America from a deep state takeover. And Mike predicted it all, that he has to declare a civil emergency because they're going to assail the borders, they're going to stage the bombing attacks, they're going to kill conservatives, and if the military and police aren't in a war footing, they could beat us getting the jump on us, which is why we said have your battle rifles ready to protect yourself if you've been doxxed. And believe me, I've upped my security, and we've done that, because this is it. This is 10 times anything we ever saw before. Now, that said, we're going to beat them. I think they're going to back off, hopefully. If you take action and really bust your butts, we can. So I got to be thinking into the future funding here. That's why they're trying to destroy us. We need to be here for every future fight. That's in God's hands. But God works through people. I'm in your hands. Free shipping store-wide. And we've got 50% off all the supplements. A lot of them are loss leaders. Free shipping is a huge deal on everything. And InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Without you, we won't be funded. You need these great products. Get a T-shirt. Get a book. Get water filtration. Get air filtration. Get high-quality storable foods. They're 35% off, and it's all about to end. I forgot to tell you that.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely to normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
May go low, be kicked.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
Get up and please get up in the face of some congresspeople.
Is this the quote-unquote mob?
The left, an unhinged mob. But we got a clip coming up next hour of all them calling for violence and killing Republicans. But now with no proof, with a bunch of pipe bombs getting mailed to all these different Democrat leaders, they're blaming President Trump and the right's rhetoric. In fact, have we gone to a search engine and typed in Alex Jones yet and seen if I've been blamed yet? Because they keep saying Alex Jones is going to cause the violence. And there's the bomb squads right out of the Hurt Locker, defusing these little pipe bombs. Alex Jones warned of October surprise attacks on media months ago. I specifically said 2 weeks out from the election, I called it October surprise. Paul Joseph Watson, everyone must get this article. and get it out to everyone. It's also posted on NewsWars.com. They censor InfoWars more. It's harder to get that out, but it is on NewsWars. Take the NewsWars version and send it out to everyone you know. Now, Mike Adams is a smart cookie. So I'm going to ask him to have the floor in this segment and the short segment coming up. He can stay longer if he needs to, but I know he's very busy. This is history happening. We have people that hate America. They work for foreign governments. They work for globalism. They have a huge unhinged mob. They have invasion forces coming at us. We have their own internal documents from Antifa that Alexander Soros is trying to trigger civil unrest and martial law. Trump must act or it's dereliction of duty. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm the anti-police state guy. Everybody knows that. The globalists are the ones trying to overthrow our government and our republic and our 2016 election and our 2018, as you were saying earlier. The numbers are in on all these big polling and corporate tracking groups showing way higher independent and Republican turnout. So there's a big red wave squashing the blue piss puddle of the blue bloods. And they don't know what to do. So at every metaphysical level, at a gut level, at an instinctive level, at a intellectual level, at just a love level for my family and everybody, this is it. It's like in Lord of the Rings when the goblins are close or the orcs, Sting glows blue. Baby, this sucker's electric blue right now. I mean, you can hear the war drums. It's not just the swords blue. You can hear drums in the deep, baby. They're coming. They're here. Mike Adams.
All right, here's my full analysis, Alex. First point, number one, if a device with cylinders and wires were brought into a middle school by a young Muslim boy, it would be called a clock, not a bomb. So keep that in mind. Since it's sent to CNN, now it's a bomb, even though apparently there are no explosives involved. Secondly, anyone who says that this couldn't possibly be a false flag is they must be lobotomized, because the entire Russia collusion hoax is built on deep state operations, illegal FISA warrants, a fictional Trump dossier, spy embeds in the Trump campaign, and so on. How can anyone say that false flags are impossible after becoming aware of the Russia collusion hoax? Greg Jarrett's book was really excellent on that, just laid out the deep state operation. Plus, we know, of course, that Obama laundered money internationally in violation of international banking laws in order to supply Iran with funding to build nuclear weapons to destabilize the Middle East. Next point. I've warned for many weeks, including on the Counterthink show that airs on InfoWars each Sunday, that there are two triggers to civil war, the escalation by the left. The first trigger was the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, and I predicted an 80% chance of that confirmation succeeding. The second trigger is if the Republicans hold the House in the midterm elections. I currently estimate the chance of Republicans holding the House at 60%, up from much lower numbers in previous months. Nate Silver on the Democrat side thinks that it's an 86% chance of Democrats taking control of the House. Maybe he's factoring in more false flag bombings or something to get to that number, but I think that number is absurd. However, it's crucial for every person to get out and vote, because there is a very realistic chance that the Democrats do win the House. That's still a chance. I put that at 40% right now, but that could change drastically in the weeks ahead. Next point, what's at stake in all of this? Why the desperation? Well, it's because the Democrats realize that if they lose this election, if they fail to take the House and fail to take the Senate, which looks almost certain at this point on the Senate side, the Democrat globalism party is basically finished. It will be crushed, because President Trump will fire Jeff Sessions. He'll bring in a new attorney general who's already been selected, obviously, behind the scenes, who will then prosecute the deep state criminals, including many of these people who are receiving so-called pipe bombs, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, many others. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of deep state operatives who need to be prosecuted, including James Comey and John Brennan, Loretta Lynch, many, many others inside the system. They are not being prosecuted by Jeff Sessions for reasons that are not yet clear. Obviously, they've got something on Sessions, but a new attorney general will come in and will expose the deep state, will expose their fraud against democracy. That fraud, where they tried to steal the 2016 election, they tried to overthrow the elected president of the United States. As that fraud gets exposed, it will not only collapse the Democrats and their decades-long hold over the politics of America, it will collapse in terms of credibility. Many of the media giants, including CNN, which is, of course, being targeted with this false flag pipe bomb. The New York Times, the Washington Post will lose tremendous credibility because they will be exposed as being complicit in the conspiracy to try to overthrow the outcome of the 2016 election. So we're talking about a wholesale exposing of all of these anti-America, seditious traitors, you might say, who are actively plotting against the United States of America, actively plotting against democracy, who are encouraging the human invasion of our country, our physical borders being destroyed by these people. And now the Democrats have moved to the radical left, where they are openly talking about destroying the free market system. They say that in order to save the planet from global warming, they must dismantle all free market economics. They demand a centralized government-run economy, the end of private enterprise, which means government seizing every small business in America. This is what the left demands now. They want to shut down the prisons, release the violent prisoners, but they want to have all violent prisoners who are, or violent criminals who are illegal aliens to be granted permanent immunity. So if you're an illegal alien in a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state like California, you can run around, you can commit murder, and you will be let off, as already happened in San Francisco due to a jury decision there.
And let's be clear, Mike, big tech won't even pay a 0.5% tax to take care of homeless, and they're tax exempt, but they're lobbying with Democrat senators, I just saw yesterday, to give all children at birth a government-run fund so their government trust fund kids, if they're minorities, controlled by the government. How obvious is that going to control their voting?
Yeah, well, and big tech, look, they've already committed massive fraud in this election. If for some reason that the Democrats take the House, it is only under conditions of fraud. Think about Facebook. They ban ads from conservatives, but they allow Beto, for example, in Texas, to have ads all over the place. They've selectively silenced conservative voices. The election meddling that the Democrats blame on the Russians is actually being carried out today, as you well know, by the tech giants themselves. Massive fraud. Massive, really criminal operations against the civil rights of Americans. The tech giants can be prosecuted. They may be prosecuted after this election, if the Republicans hold the House. The tech giants can be prosecuted for denying the basic civil rights of all Americans in a massive scale. And they are doing that, of course, to steal the election. And they're working in concert now, or in parallel, I should say, with these other operatives that are planning the bombs, sending the bombs, running the media, putting out the false narratives that blame you for the violence, Alex, and other operations. So this is a multifaceted operation to actually to destroy America as we know it. This is a do-or-die time probably for this country. Either Trump defends the border and we win the elections, we hold the House, and we prosecute the tech giants. Or the other way, if the Democrats win the House and the migrants flood the border and the tech giants continue the censorship, then the Republic is probably lost at that point.
This is real warfare. This is the future. This is happening. They say you can't even say you're a nationalist or an American now. They are the demoralizing enemy. They are making their move now. Everyone must get this information out. Everybody they know. Infowars.com/show. Send it out. It's do or die time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Whether you're looking